1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, vibe. 1, 2, 3, 4, vibe. 1, 2, 3, 4, vibe. So good to be here with you tonight. How's it going over here in this corner, VIP section? What, the guy who owns the house, I forget, somebody came back and he said, the people in the booth are asking for cups. The people are asking for cups. And we made a point to talk about it in the back. There's people asking for cups. Are you happy that you got the cups now? Was that your bottle of wine that you brought with you? Who was supposed to bring the cups tonight? Were you supposed to bring it, but you didn't bring it? Fuck you, dude. You had one job. All you had to do was bring some cups to a show. All you had to do was bring some cups. You dating somebody here at this table? Yeah, look how far away she is from you. It's because you didn't bring the cups tonight. Because you didn't bring the cups. Tonight, give it up for Andrew Max Levy. Most of us just call him just off the six. He's got, what's up? You were the first one here tonight. Bro, can I just take your mask off for it? Let me look at you for a second. I thought I knew you. I don't know you at all. Nowadays, I'm like, do I know you? And I don't know nobody. I could literally go to everybody and be like, can you, I don't know you. I don't, can you take, can, I don't fucking know you either. Are you here with anybody tonight? Where are they right now? In the bathroom, are you from America? I don't know you. She took her mask. I don't know her. You're from America. But you said, like, you said in the bathroom. What is that? That's what you said. That's how you sound. You sound like that. You sound weird. I don't want to make you feel weird about the way you sound, but you do sound that way. I'm not even a good comedy. I don't even roast people. I actually make them feel insecure about themselves. It's like my roasting is long lasting insecurity. How long have you been wearing that hat for? But like, are you like a hat person? You're not. You know, I could tell. See what I'm talking about? I'm just messing with you. It looks good on you. You a motherfucking hat person. Yeah. How many hats do you own? 10 hats. You are 10 hats. I like it that she, when I asked her how long she's been wearing the hat, she was like 45 minutes. When clearly we all kind of collectively knew, like how long in general have you been wearing hats? Because a hat like that, that's like a commitment to a type of person. You're like a hat person. How long have you two been together? By the way, I'm posting a lot of this content on TikTok in a couple of weeks. People like this type of content on TikTok. That's why I film it. So like, you two are dating, and like, dude, what about these two girls? Like, what are they your friends or her friends, really? Oh, your neighbors. And you two live alone together. The couple. They live together. Stop pointing fingers at each other. We've had enough of that this year. We've had enough of that. It literally looked like a Laurel and Hardy sketch all of a sudden. It was like... Real talk, how well do you know those two girls? No, I'm talking to her, bro, not you. Now I'm all sus about you now. I know them pretty well, you know. You got, so what size apartment does a couple have? One bedroom. How long have you guys lived together? So like when quarantine started, this is a good time to try it out. Is it going all right? There's a lot of distance between you two. Okay. What's going on over here? It's jungle. It's called jungle comedy now. They should do a show where it's like full jungle on stage, and you have to always do this to do the joke. So, anybody lovers here? You guys don't like this, but wait, can you put your mask down? You do look familiar, though. What about you, bro? You with anybody? Is your name Carl? No. Did somebody just break something? What just fell? What? If you guys know anything about comedy, you'd like to, you know, obviously, you know, socially distance, but it's good to separate people, but with plants. It's always good to, you know, barriers are good between people, like for comedy. How was the bathroom? Did you see that cute fucking dog inside with the fucked up eyeball? Was anybody low-key like they thought the eyeball was cute but they were afraid to touch it? Like accidentally touch the eyeball because they thought that they might get whatever illness happened to the eyeball? Did anybody else feel that? Because I felt that I was petting it so gently with a lot of warmth and affection, but I was really avoiding that eyeball. You guys don't know this, but for outdoor comedy, I'm fucking killing it right now. I'm honestly like... Not on top of that, I'm one of the world's greatest Zoom comedy entertainers. Self-proclaimed. What about you three? Like, is there a person over there?
Yes.
Where are they?
Bathroom.
Thank you for picking that up and just hitting it back to me. She said bathroom. And was that a man or a woman that was with you? It was a female? So like, are you a woman or a guy? You're a guy. That's what these masks do nowadays. I don't even know gender anymore, but what is gender but a construct? Maybe we need the masks to evolve. One of these days we're not even gonna need faces. We're gonna be like those aliens in that movie Artificial Intelligence. We touch each other and we could see the TV in our minds. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Where they could see the TV and... What if during that movie they just started playing like Jurassic Park in their mind and shit, like... I don't know, that was a last minute riff. I don't like it. I don't even know if I should fucking do material. Cause it's not gonna be good as anything we just did. It's not. Hey girl with the... Welcome back. We were talking about you. We were. Why? Because we were all thinking, we were wondering whether you did a number two or a number one in the bathroom. Number one. Are you number one in or two in? Are you peeing or pooping? Are you number one in or two in or peeing or pooping? Can I, real quick, I don't have my phone, but I got this DM late last night from a guy from Pennsylvania, and on God, no cap, dead ass. That's what the kids are saying nowadays. On God, no cap, dead ass. He DM'd me and he was like, no joke, he was like, I have cancer, and you're one of my favorite comedians. And I was hoping, this is really, I was hoping I can get one of your t-shirts, maybe XL, and also please send me your comedy specials on DVD. And he, before, I would love this before I pass away. And it's like, XL, it's like, dude, you're gonna lose a lot of weight. That's how I knew it was a scam. That's how I knew it was a fucking scam. You said you were about to tell me you're dying of cancer and you want an XL t-shirt? Get the fuck out of here, bro. Also, I only have one special and it's on YouTube. If you really were my favorite comedian, you get it. You would know that about me. You would know that. I'm gonna double down, I'm gonna message him back. I said, I'll tell you what, bro, I'm gonna fly out there. Since you're dying, I'm gonna sing to you. Let's see what he says. You think I should do that?
Yeah.
I'll let you know how this progresses. Helicopters still be out. Yo, how long have I been up here for? How long has it been? Can you, what does it say in my camera? Dude, 12 minutes, we haven't even done a song. This is a prolific set. This is a prolific set. Now we shouldn't do a song tonight. We shouldn't do it. Would you want one?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give you one. This first song is called She's Got a New Boyfriend. Got a new boyfriend, and it makes me want to kill myself. Thank you guys so much.